Thank you, Sir Yakel. I'd like to focus on a very, very fundamental element of our life. And we haven't talked about this for a very long time, and therefore I'd like to let's focus on this. Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu did a vayakel. Vayakel means he did a hakel. They brought everyone together. Al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael vayoyim aleim eile hadvorim asher tzivah Hashem la'asis oisam. These are the words that Kosh Baruch Hu told him to do. In other words, this is a hakel. This is not just a drosha. This is everyone coming together. Sheishes yomim to osim alocha, 6 days do work. Vayoyim hashvi'i, the seventh day, yir lechem chidesh, shvi'i chidesh. Shabbos Shabbosoi na Hashem. Shabbos Shabbosoi pi Hashem kol oisa boi malocha yumos. Anyone does malocha on Shabbos will die. Leisvara eish b'chol meish v'seichem im Shabbos, etc. Now, why does this parasha come before the next parasha? The next parasha says, Vayomer Moshe kol hadas b'nei Yisrael leimor zeh adavar tziva Hashem leimor k'chu me'itchem truma l'Hashem. Talks about building a base of Mikdash. So why does this parasha of Shabbos come before building a base of Mikdash? Says Rashi. In Pasuk base, Sheishes Yom Hikdin Lehem as Hora Shabbos Sivim Lechas Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the warning of Shabbos before the Lechas Mishkan. Leima to tell us She'einoi Doiche Es HaShabbos, that building the base of Mikdash is not Doiche Shabbos. However important it is, however many parashas have in the Torah that talks about building the base of Mikdash, Shabbos is even more Moshav. Now, I have two kashas. Kash number one is, why is it a strong expression of a yakel? Why is this such a fundamental halacha that Shabbos comes before the halachas of Mishkan? Why is this demand a hakel? Why bring everyone together? What's the idea over here, stronger than everywhere else in Torah? On Vaydavah Hashem and Moshe Leimo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu saying, tell Klal Yisrael, Davar Bnei Yisrael. What is Vayakel? Secondly, if you look carefully, there is a very strange Sivui, and the way Moshe Rabbeinu brought it out, it's a very, very unusual. In other words, if you look in Parashas Kisiso, in Perek Lamed, Posuk, Perek Lamed, Chof Beis, no, where's the mitzvah of Parashas of Shabbos? Later on, yeah, in Perek Lamed, it says in Perek Lamed Aleph, it says V'yeh Mashem Moshe Leimor. So Kosh Baruch Hu Tzivu was to Moshe, Va'ato Dabel Bnei Yisrael Leimor, Ach Es Shabbosai Sai Tishmoiru, keep my Shabbos, Ki Oisi Beini V'neichem Dor Yisaychen Es Ois. Now again, here we have the Tzivu of Shabbos, yes, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Posuk Yud Beis. Where does the Hilchus Mishkan come in? The Hilchus Mishkan comes in before that. The Hilchus Mishkan is a parasha beforehand. In other words, beginning of parasha Lamed Aleph, Posuk Aleph Beis, talks about building a base of Mikdash, doing all the malachas. Then it talks about the Hilchus Shabbos. In our parasha, it's exactly the opposite. First we talk about Hilchus Shabbos, and then we talk about the Mishkan. So why is it that we flip the order? Why is it that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu what to say, he first talks about Mishkan and then Shabbos, and when Moshe Rabbeinu actually commanded Klal Yisrael, he first talks about Shabbos and then talks about the Mishkan? So let's understand what's going on over here. Firstly, this connection between the Mishkan and Melechet Shabbos is not something that only took place and was only effective and was relevant in the time of building a Mishkan and building the base of Mikdash. These halachas that are taught in the Mishkan actually make up our Hilchus Shabbos. In other words, in Hilchus Shabbos it says, Sheishes Yomim Te'osim Malacha. 6 days do Malacha. Uv'yoyim Hashvi Yilechem Kodesh. Shabbos Shabbos means rest. Yeah? Anyone who does a malacha will get killed. What kill? What misa? Skila. Okay? So in other words, the issa of Shabbos is translated into work. What is work? So understand, what is work? What does work mean? Is it work that is strenuous? Is it work that is noisy? Is it work that is hard? What is work? Let's understand, let's take a few halacha Shabbos. For example, min ha-tayra, not talking about min rabbanon, min ha-tayra, if a person wants to, he can schlep the whole day long stuff from one place to the other. He can take his couch and move it down from the basement to the attic, and from the attic to the basement, and he can rearrange his cupboards, and he can schlep anything he wants, as long as it's not muktzah from place to place. Drabonon, it's a drabonon, it's another drabonon, this also. But deraisa, he can schlep, he can tire himself out, he can completely knock himself out, schlep himself from place to place. No issa min ha-tayra. Another issa, what about digging a pit on Shabbos? You dig a pit, and all you want is the earth, you don't want the pit itself. It's mutter. Mloch shen shvichel l'gufo, it's mutter. So you have a huge pit, and you're there schwitzing in a boiling heat, in your own garden, no shinu rishus there, no problem of Mara Dal Damas. You're digging a massive pit in your garden, I don't want it for the pit, I want it for the earth. Mutter. Buying, selling, making loud music, all is mutter min ha-Torah. Okay, what is osa min ha-Torah? Taking out a small bit of pseiles from an oichel, taking out a stone from your raisins, pseiles from an oichel, doiraisa. What am I doing really? Doiraisa. Writing two letters, doiraisa. Lighting a match, doiraisa. Doiraisa means chiv malacha. Chiv malacha means skila, the worst misa. So what is it that creates a malacha? What's pshat over here when it says kol oisa boi malacha yumos? What is it that is considered a malacha? So I'll take an example. There's something called what we call creative. Okay, let's take an example of somebody who the world appreciates as being super creative, an inventor. Yeah, let's take somebody like Einstein. Einstein was the most brilliant mind. He's the most brilliant man. He discovered, I don't know, he brought down the theory of relativity, and he's a Nobel Peace Prize winner and an atom bomb. You name it, what this guy did. Unbelievable. Brilliant. Genius. Is he creative? According to the Torah, has he done something that is creative? Has he put into the world anything? What happened to Einstein in the end? Einstein said, and not, there's different versions to this, but he certainly did say this. He says, and I quote, "It seems to me that the idea of a personal God is an anthropological concept, which I cannot take seriously. I also am not able to imagine some will or goal outside the human sphere." Rachmana Litzlan. A complete Amoritz. But no, Amoritz, he's the Apikoros, and with a genius mind, he's an Apikoros. Okay? Wasn't he creative? Says the Shamshon Fol Hish, in every level of life, there are people who can take a particular element of beauty and culture and perfect it in the most unbelievable ways. You take music, a composer, he can take Beethoven, Bach, you name it. You take music and he can completely take it to levels that are beyond our a regular person's mind. Is that creative? Poetry, science, mathematics. Anything you want. Is that creative? Says the Torah, you know what? There's one thing, and one thing only, that decides whether that's creative. And that is, does it further Meleches HaMishkon? Does it further Avodas Hashem? If that was done in the Mishkon, and the Mishkon represented Avodas Hashem, then that Meloch is called creative. If a single match was struck, and that was used in a Mishkon, as a creative act, that is called creative. Digging a hole for the sake of digging a hole is asa. But digging a hole for the sake of the sand which was not creative in the Mishkan is not creative. In other words, how do we view whether a person is putting into life something valuable? Is it something that was used in the Mishkan? Was that Avodas Hashem? Says Rosh Hashanah of Fol Hish, that is the idea of putting together Hilchus Shabbos with Hilchus Mishkan. Any malacha you do has to be viewed. Is it productive with regard to forwarding Avodas Hashem? Is it going to make the world a better place for Ribbono Shel Olam? Is it going to be a Kiddush Hashem? Is it going to make those people who are keeping the mitzvahs become better in what they're doing? That is creative. Anything less than that is not creative. An apikoros who is the person who created the atom bomb or came to theories of relativity, is not creative. We don't care about this. And Am HaAretz, who is Nebuch, he's never been a day in school. He's illiterate. But he's a person who goes along and he mumbles some to hidden that he heard somebody else mumble. That this person is creative. He is somebody who is being productive in a world of Avodas Hashem. That is what the world's all about. Its creativity is based on one function and one function only. Is it connected to the Mishkan? So Hilchos Shabbos gives us perspective. It's what is considered creative during the week is a focus. What are we doing during the week? When we are working during the week, when we are focusing on making money, on furthering our career, on bringing up our children, whatever we're doing, is it done for the purpose of Avodas Hashem? Is it done in order to make us more Avodei Hashem? That is the only focus of this ever, and that is Shabbos. Now the Shem Shmuel goes a level further. Shem Shmuel gives a beautiful piece. Shem Shmuel says as follows. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that Samach tests on the base. What happens if a person, Nebuch, he's lost track of time? He's going through the desert, and his mobile phone battery has died, and he hasn't got a satellite phone, and he's stuck in the middle of the desert, there's nobody around him, he hasn't got a diary, and he has no idea, no concept of time whatsoever. Has no idea what's going on. How does he keep Shabbos? He doesn't know whether today's Tuesday, or Thursday, or Sunday, or Wednesday, no idea. How should he keep Shabbos? What's he supposed to do? So there's a machlekes. Omer Avuna, hoyim halach b'midbar, a person going through a desert. Ve'eino yedea emosai Shabbos. He does not know what day Shabbos is. Says Rav Huna, moina sheishes yomim, he counts 6 days. U'meshame yom echod, and he keeps one day. So he counts 6 days, gets dark, he gets light, gets dark, he counts six of those, and the seventh day is Shabbos. Chia barav oime, meshame yom echod, he keeps today Shabbos, immediately, and moina sheish, and he counts six afterwards. Says the Gemara b'Maika Miflugi, what's the machlekes? Whether he counts six and then Shabbos, he counts Shabbos and then six. Ma sova kibriyosu shel olam. Raman Dama says you compare this to the way the world was created. In other words, 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked, and the seventh day was Shabbos. Uma sova k'odom harishon. Other one says you work it out like odom harishon. Odom harishon, what? Odom harishon what? Like odom harishon. How do you understand that? In other words, obviously you've got to get to a situation where Adam HaRishon was one day Shabbos, and then 6 days after that. You have to understand what that means, though. How does this come across? So he says that this. He says, certainly, the concept of a week of 6 days.
Is the Shem Shmuel?
The Shem Shmuel. So the end of a six, so that we have a week. The week is 6 days. 6 days of following Shabbos. What does that mean? We're working the whole week. We're working, and we're creating, and we're producing, and we're earning, and we finally come to a Shabbos. And the whole week is focused towards 6 days, 6 days, 6 days, Shabbos. In other words, our creation that we're doing in the 6 days, Sheishes Yom, the 6 days we're doing, is for the sake of Shabbos. In other words, our focus is what we should be working towards is a Shabbos. So it's 6 days to go towards a Shabbos, to understand how Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything. Our Gashmias, everything we're doing in that week is only focused, and it's only pivoting around the Shabbos. So 6 days and Shabbos, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that koyach is called, by the way, Isri'usa de la Sata, our koyach from below. What we are putting into the week, Isri'usa de la Sata, from down below, we are putting the koyachas into the week and eventually coming out with the Shabbos. That is a shitta of Rav Huna. You're going into the midbar, you don't know what you're doing. Gesundheit, fine. Count 6 days. Work now for 6 days, and the seventh day should be Shabbos. Why? Because of creativity that you're doing for the 6 days is focused towards the pinnacle, the goal, which is Shabbos, which is coming close to Rabbeinu Shleilam, spending time with Rabbeinu Shleilam, and that is why we're doing our work for the 6 days to come close to Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's called creative work. However, sometimes a person doesn't have this focus. A person doesn't have the realization that what he's working for is actually towards Rabbeinu Shleilam. Don't understand that he thinks he's earning in order to earn. So Adam HaRishon, after the Chet, he lost focus. So what does Shabbos do to him? He has a Shabbos, and he sits there with no work, and he still had food, And he sits there and he davens and he makes kiddush and he learns with the children and he sings a miris and he has a meal. And he relaxes and he realizes, wow, there's more to life than work. There's more to life than just going out and making money. It's sitting down and realizing Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the world. So you have one day, and that one day then gives him focus for the next 6 days. So therefore the Shefa, the Hashpah, is coming from Shemayim. That's the Sata De'Le'ela. The Shefa is coming from Shemayim. The realization is coming from Shabbos. That gives him focus for the next 6 days. This is a machlokes. What are we more connected to? Are we more connected to 6 days focusing towards the Shabbos? In other words, we know what we're doing with Shabbos at the end. Or no, we need Shabbos to give us an insight of what we should be doing for the following 6 days. That's machlokes amaroi. If you look in the first Lukas Rishonis, why does it say we have to keep Shabbos? Isn't this beautiful, Vod? Ki sheishes yomim osa Hashem es haShemayim veEs haOretz veYonach veYem haShvi. 6 days the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and Hashem rested in the seventh day. This, Rabbi Yisai, was before the eagle. This was when we were on the level of Odom Rishon Lifnei Achet. We went back to Odom Rishon Lifnei Achet. We were totally focused to reality. That being the case, we were focused on 6 days. We know what we're doing, because ultimately we're working towards the focus of Shabbos. And therefore, the whole Luchos Rishonos explains what Shabbos is all about, is 6 days we work and seventh day is Shabbos. That is Luchos Rishonos. The Luchos Shnius was when after the eagle, and we lost everything, what does Luchos Shnius say? V'zacharto ki eved ho'yiso be'eretz Mitzrayim. Remember to keep Shabbos because you are avodim eretz Mitzrayim. V'yitziyocha Hashem elekeinu misham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from there. B'yod chazroya nezroya netuya. B'yod chazroya nezroya netuya. Al kein sivcha Hashem elekecha las es yema Shabbos. Las HaKadosh Baruch Hu command us to do Shabbos. What's Peshat? We are so low. We are stuck in Mitzrayim. We have no focus. We have no idea what we're doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Gave us a Torah. Gave us understanding. Gave us a knowledge. Gave us a focus. And that's why we have Shabbos. In other words, where we don't understand what's going on, when we're not focused with what's happening, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the Shabbos is supposed to give you focus what to do for the other 6 days. Not that we're working towards the Shabbos, but Shabbos helps us with the other 6 days. And that's why the Luchos Rishonos talks about being connected with Rabbeinu Shel Olam, trying to copy Rabbeinu Shel Olam, working the whole week towards a goal. And the Luchos Shnius is talking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from being totally destroyed by Yetzer Hara and Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu slept us out to give us refocus. That is Luchos Shnius after the eagle. Chet Ego is all about making new gods, losing focus totally. This parasha of Parashas Kisiso, it's not so posh, but Parashas Kisiso, says Hashem Shmuel, is what? Listen to this beautiful clincher. How does this work now? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tzivui. Gave us in Parashas Kisiso. How did this tzivui come? First
Mishkan.
No. First Mishkan, and then Shabbos. In other words, the work that we're doing in the Mishkan, the work that we're doing culminates with the Shabbos. It ends off with the Shabbos. All the productive work which is characterized by Melechas HaMishkan is towards Shabbos. That is what the Klal Yisrael's level was then. The work that it did during the week was only focused towards the Shabbos. And that's why that over there, first we had Melechas HaMishkan, then Melechas Shabbos. The time it came for Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael what's going on was after the eagle. We've dropped a whole level. And therefore, first we have Shabbos to remind us what we should be doing, and then we have Melechas HaMishkan, how we should be doing our work during the week. To show us first Shabbos, what's important, and then giving us the Avodah of what we should be doing the rest of the week. That is the Peshat and Hashem Mishmol. A beautiful, beautiful piece. So that is, so number one, we had Shem Hashem Fal Hish, gave us the idea why we connect Shabbos with the Mishkan, to give us a concept of what's called creative. Creative is not genius. Creative is what we're doing in order to better the world and better ourselves, to be better Ovdei Hashem. And Hashem Mishmol gave us the idea of 6 days focusing towards a Shabbos. In other words, working that idyllic situation that the Shem Shafal talks about is working a whole week focusing on the Shabbos. And if Kes Chas Shalom we don't have that, Shabbos should refocus up for the following week to know what life really, what's really important in life. So far, that's two shittas. However, if we look at Hilchos Shabbos as Osan Mutter and the Raisin Drabonon, then we really miss the point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not telling us Shabbos, don't work because I told you not to work. Or focus on what you're doing in life to make my world a better place. Why? Because I want the world a better place. I'm the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm in charge. Vayakel Moshe. Moshe called in Klal Yisrael. And he said to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I want to tell you something amazing. Chasam Sofer says this. I want to tell you something amazing. Do you realize, says Moshe Rabbeinu, how much of the Torah is there stressing every detail of the Mishkan? The instructions, the production, later on the reckoning. Parsha after parsha, Rabbeinu Shalom is talking about his beloved Mishkan. And you know what? When it comes to Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, however important Melechus of Mishkan is, Shabbos, back off. Do not do any work on Shabbos whatsoever. In other words, when it comes to my home, Hashem says, I'm happy to talk about parasha after parasha. Shabbos is more important. That is the level Shabbos has in my eyes. So Rebbeinu Shalom, you know what though? However special Shabbos is, there's one thing more special. You know what that is?
Life.
Pikuach nefesh for Yisrael. For a Jew. We machal Shabbos for cholim mesukan on Shabbos. Person ill on Shabbos, we machal Shabbos for him. Not only to bring him back to health. Even if the doctors say they will lengthen his life for a minute, we machal Shabbos for him. Why is that? Because a minute of a Jew's life is more choshen than anything in the world. It's more choshen than Shabbos, which is more choshen than the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu brings in Klal Yisrael, says, Klal Yisrael, I want to explain to you something over here. Do you realize who you are? Vayakel Moshe is called Adas Bnei Yisrael, Vayoyim Aleihem. I want to tell you something, Klal Yisrael. Do you realize what every single Jew is? Do you realize how much the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves the Mishkan? Do you realize how much the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Shabbos even more? And do you realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves your second of life more than all of that put together? That takes a bringing in together. That gives a Jew his backbone to realize how chavim and how beloved it is in the hands of in with Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's the relationship. That's the relationship that Kodesh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael. And that we see from Shabbos. Shabbos and Mishkan. But the Kliyoka goes one stage further. The Kliyoka says, Shabbos represents Kavod Shemayim. Plenty of people in the world, to some level or another, know that there's a God. Yeah. Many, you know, the swearing in process in America, they're on the money, God we trust, they understand there's a God. To some level, to some extent or another, they may have very false concepts of who God was, but they have a focus of God. The only person who's allowed to keep Shabbos, who actually does keep Shabbos, are the Yidden. Because that is an extra element of Kavod Shemayim. That even though you understand as Rebbeinu Shalom, we understand Rebbeinu Shalom one stage further, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. He's Echad. Anything that's done in this world is Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom is not helping, he's not supporting, he is creating. And therefore, we want to be like Rebbeinu Shalom 6 days to do work, and one day we want to be like Rebbeinu Shalom is resting. That is Rebbeinu Shalom with regard to Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos is an honor that we give to Rebbeinu Shalom. Mishkan is the honor Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to us. Which means, although Kodesh Baruch Hu loves his creations, and he made the creation of everything they need, the only nation Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Mishkan to, that he said, I'll be mastering my Shechina, I will be mitzamsing, I'll minimize, I'll limit my Shechina to be put in a very finite place in this world. The only one he did that for was Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Shabbos is about us giving cover to Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Mishkan is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving cover to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, explains the Kli Yaakov. In the previous parasha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving its Sivu to Moshe Rabbeinu, the common thing would be, good derech eretz would be, manners would be always to mention the other person first. In a conversation, don't say me and Yenna. You say the other person and myself. Right? Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the tzivui of Shabbos and Mishkan, what do you talk about first? Mishkan and then Shabbos, because Mishkan is talking about the relationship HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael, and then he talks about Shabbos, because then he talks about his own covet. First about Klal Yisrael's covet, then about his own covet. When Moshe Rabbeinu gives over the tzibur to Klal Yisrael, then he first talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet, i.e. Shabbos, and then talks about our own covet, which is Mishkan. In other words, this is a step up from the Shem Rishmol. Shem Rishmol is talking about the idea of what we should be focusing on Shabbos, the osa and the mutter, the ideas of how we should be relating to our Shabbos. Here we're talking about one stage further. It's not the osa and mutter. It's not what we should be doing. It's the concept of relationship a Kodesh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael. It's a love that goes on with Klal Yisrael. So a Modiger story. The stipler's wife was a sister of the Chazanish. She told Rebbetzin Greinemann, which was another sister of hers, the following story: that when the stipler, they were meeting to go on a shidduch. There's a famous story: the first meeting, he fell asleep because he hadn't slept for days, you know. But the stipler, she said over, you know, the ones discussing how the shidduch was. And he said over a beautiful, he said over, you know, I'm going to tell you a story that my husband, who was then meeting me, said over this story. The stipler, as we all know, was forced into the Russian army. And he came, he's a very, very strong man physically. The stipler was an extremely strong person. And in the Russian army, the stipler didn't know any ways of diplomacy. He walked up to his officer and said to him, "I am Jewish. I don't do work on Shabbos." The guy almost fell over. You don't do work on Shabbos, you know, try and get out of it. You don't walk up and say, "I don't do work on Shabbos." You know, this isn't a holiday camp. Yeah, this is a Russian army. And the Russian army don't say such things. Sorry, say it again. "I don't do work on Shabbos." He was hauled in front of the general there, or the head officer, whoever it was, the lieutenant, I don't know what level he was, and he said, "Say what you just said to me." So the stipler said, "I told him, and I'll tell you the same, I'm Jewish, and I don't do work on Shabbos." The guy went white. You know, nobody's ever dared, you know, even imagined to say something that tone of voice to him. Forget about talking about keeping Shabbos. So he said, "You know what? If you do one thing, I'll let you keep Shabbos." So I said, "Anything. Anything you want." So he put this smile on his face and said, "You know what? I've got in my army Cossacks. Cossacks were the strongest, cruelest, most anti-Semitic soldiers. I'm going to line two lines of Cossacks. Two lines of Cossacks. And they're going to have their rifles in their hand. You've got to run between the Cossacks, and they will beat you on your head with their guns. Each one will give you a whack on your head as hard as they can with their gun. If you're willing to do that, you can keep Shabbos." The stipler said, "That's it? Absolutely." He lined them up. Doesn't say how long the line was. But each one brutally whacked the stipler on his head with his rifle butt. And the stipler was bleeding and bruised. But he kept Shabbos. That's it. He kept Shabbos in that time on. He kept Shabbos. He said to this color, it wasn't the colour that is gold, "I've said this over to many people. I cannot express to you what happiness I had at that moment that I was keeping Shabbos. Can you understand that? Because a lot of my friends could not understand how I was happy at that moment. Can you understand how I was happy?" And she said, "Yes, I can understand." So that's the kind of wife I'm looking for. That is the relationship. That is relationship. Kovod Shemayim, being beaten to a pulp by Cossacks. Ah, Geshmak, that Shabbos, that's relationship. That's a stipler. Now, Baruch Hashem, we don't have to go through these things. But what's our focus of the week? What's creativity of the week? How are we focusing on that? Is it being Kovod Shemayim? Are we working towards a goal? If we're not, are we taking Shabbos to create new goals? That's Shabbos. Are we realizing how Kodesh Baruch Hu says that we are more choshev than the most Kodesh thing, Shabbos? Are we living a life that we're giving Kovod Shemayim over ourselves, or are we worrying ourselves more than Kovod Shemayim? That's what this week's parasha is all about, and that's for Yaakov. And I just want to finish off with one beautiful piece from Rav Shimon Schwab. This piece is a yesod. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Lam, Perik Lam with Vav, Pasuk Vav.
Was the Malachim?
Rav Shimon Schwab.
No, I'm saying where is
it? Perik Lam with Vav, Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk says, Vayitzav Moshe, Moshe commanded, Vayivir Kol B'machne Lemur, and a voice, a command went through the Machne saying, Ish ve'isha, both men and women, Al Yasu Oid Malacha, V'Trumas HaKodesh. Nobody else do Malacha, for Trumas HaKodesh, Vayikolei Ha'om Mehavi, and the nation stopped bringing him items for the Mishkan. Now what Malacha are we talking about here? Al Yasu Oid Malacha, what Malacha are we talking about here? What malacha? Malacha of tzivea, of kosev, of dosh. What malacha are we talking about here? Look in the next pasuk. A pasuk. Vamalacha hoisadayim. What malacha was enough? Says Rashi. Umeleches ha-havo hoisadayim. The malacha of havo. In other words, what malacha are we talking about over here? The malacha of hoitzo, of taking something from one rishus to another rishus. That's the malacha that we're talking about here. And by the way, it's Gemara Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos says Sava Vom of Mbeis. Hoitzo Shabbos. Where do we see that Issa Hoitzo Shabbos? Heich Ksiva. Where's the Issa Hoitzo Shabbos? Omar Biyechen Amakra. Vayitzav Moshe Vayavir Kol Menachem Vayechol Omei Hovi. In other words, don't do Malacha and stop bringing things. In other words, the Issa Hoitzo is from this Vayechol Omei Hovi. Now, what is the Chiddush that Torah required to tell me that Hoitzo is a Malacha? Why isn't it like any other malacha that we have no posuk specifically in the Torah telling me that dosh is asa? You know, kosev. Where does posuk tell me that kosev is asa? Doesn't. We know from Leches and Mishkan. So why over here do we need a special posuk to tell me that hoitza is asa? Furthermore, we find by hoitza chumras that are seemingly ridiculous. Think about this carefully, Rabbi Sai. Now, I only really chapped the chumah, the understanding behind this, once I really have thought about this carefully. There's a mitzvah deraisa of shofar. Or Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah deraisa. There's a mitzvah deraisa of luluf. Why are we not allowed to bring? Why not to shake a luluf or blow the shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Sukkot? Why not? What's the lashon? Shema yavirena dalad amos b'rishus harabim. Maybe you'll walk with it four amos in rishus harabim. Rabbi Yisrael, why is it shema yavirena? Why doesn't it say, perhaps I'll take it out from my Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos? I'll be so bohol, I'll be so afraid whether it's kosher or not, my luluf. I'll take it from my house into Rishus HaRabim. Why do you say no? Shema Yavireno, I'll take it from Rishus HaRabim for Amos. Says Tosfos, you know why? Because there's no chashash, you'll take it from your house into the street. Because there you can see there's a different Rishus. There's Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. A person will have a heker, a person will see that it's not something I can do. He won't do it. Where's the chashash? In the Rishus HaRabim, you walk four amos, which means, where is your shofar? Where is your luluf lying? In the Rishus HaRabim. Some strange reason, your luluf or shofar is lying in the Rishus HaRabim, and you're going to walk with it four amos. Why? Because you can be worried about, oh, maybe it's not kosher. What's it doing? What are you doing leaving a shofar in Rishus HaRabim? Who leaves a shofar? Have you ever seen a shofar in Rishus HaRabim lying there? I haven't. Ever seen a luluf lying in Rishus HaRabim? I haven't. That's a chashash. Not only that a chashash, how common is a Rishus HaRabim? A Rishus HaRabim is going to have 600,000 people going, according to some opinions. Right? And therefore, the chashash of having a Rishus HaRabim with 600,000 people, big Rishus HaRabim, in other words, you know, you've got to have a lot of people walking down that street, that you left your shofar and luluf there on Erev Shabbos. And that's the chashash you're worried about, that because of this, we don't keep the mitzvah deraisa of Hilchos Shofar, which does unbelievable things in Shemaim Skulus, and luluf, unbelievable things, and so to Megillah, all these things. Why? Because of this chashash of this Shmerel, who'll be walking in Rishus HaRabim, who left his thing in this strange street, who can walk down the Sophic, Sphakers. What's going on over here? We seem to have really gone paranoid. What's going on? What's going on here? If you look in Hilchos Shabbos, you look in Mishnayos Shabbos, Perek after Perek, how much does a person have to take out to be oiv on Shabbos? This amount, this amount, this amount, this amount of oil, and this amount of corn, and this amount of Perek after Perek. What's this all about? Why are we going into this? See, if you look carefully, understanding is like this. Chaitzah is different to anything else. Chaitzah is not a malacha, it's not a creative malacha. In every other malacha, you're creating something new from something that wasn't there before, or you're changing its status. With Chaitzah, nothing is changing b'chlal. I'm taking the same article A to a different place, but article A has remained the same article. If that's the case, why is it even considered a creative act? Not creating anything. We've been talking about till now that I've done a new creation. Is it the creation done for the sake of the base of Mishkan? It's not creation. I haven't created anything. I've taken it from one place to the other. Four amos. And you have stila for that. What's the idea behind that? So again, Rosh Hashanah Shmuel Hirsch says something very beautiful. And he says there are two different... Rishvav is quoting Rosh Hashanah Shmuel Hirsch in this, and he answers that the previous kasha. Rosh Hashanah Shmuel Hirsch says there are two different types of malachas on Shabbos. One malacha is what we talked about beforehand, the creative activities. The creative activities, in other words, that's Luchas Rishonus. That is every malacha in the Torah. That is the creative malachas that Rosh Hashanah Shmuel Hirsch talked about beforehand. That is what it's all about. That is a creative malachas. There's another whole different level of malacha, and that is Chaitzah. That only applies to Chaitzah and Havoram. What is that? What's Peshat over there? What's the Shaykhus? What's Chaitzah and the Havorah got to do with that? How does that create a whole new level of relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Luchos Shniyos of Avarat? In other words, let's get this very clear. The 38 malachas of everything besides Chaitzah and Havorah is in the first Luchos Rishonos Ki Sheishes Yom Osa Hashem. Why? That's good to do with work. You're producing something, you're creating something, that's work. Okay? Luchos Shniyos talks about one particular malacha, which is the Chaitzah and Havar, which is not creative, and that is the posuk when it says "V'zachartu ke'eved the Yisrael Eretz Yisrael." What's the idea behind it? Why create this whole new level? So he says that we find, Rishon Shvav says, we find the akum sheshavas chayv misa. If a goy keeps Shabbos, his chayv misa. Why? So he says like this: what is Yisias Mitzrayim? Yisias Mitzrayim is that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us as a new nation. He made us an Am Segula. He made us a nation apart from anyone else, separated and enclosed in our own different Rishus. That is what Shabbos is all about. It's making a separate Rishus. It's making Klal Yisrael into Rishus HaYochid. It's being apart from the main street. The street, the Rishus HaRabim is full of goyim, is full of hashkafas that are tomei, full of strange ideas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us and separated us, made a Rishus HaYochid. To go from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim is totally defiling the whole idea of Yisias Mitzrayim. It's saying, Rabbi Shem, I'm going to take something that's in Rishus HaYochid, separated from Klal Yisrael, and I'm going to take it back to the goyim. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu can't do that. Remember, what's the season shrine all about? It's all about being different. It's all about being special. It's all about being apart. Taking something from Shusha Yochid to Rishus HaRabim is going against the whole concept of Zachar to Kever the Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim. Taking something in the Rishus HaRabim itself and moving it further in Rishus HaRabim, coming into connection with Goyim and moving further with their Hashkafas, Skila. And therefore, Klal Yisrael has to be so careful to be separate and to be Rishus HaYochid, to be separated from the Hashkafas of the rest of the world, that we're willing to go and make Gezeira after Gezeira, Takana after Takana, Siog after Siog, just in order to make sure that we don't Chas V'Shalom do a Havara in Rishus HaRabim. That is the relationship we have with Rabbi Nishleila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated with Lona Minatoyim, Lona Teras Emes. That is why this particular malacha is needed to have a separate tzivui. Every other tzivui is all about malacha's creative act. This is about relationship HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us. And then for this week's parasha is Vayakel. It's showing, first of all, the ideas of what we should be focusing on, how we should be working our life. is it Das and Ola to survive? You know, what's it all about? That is the Rosh Hashanah Shavuot Hish. It's the idea that Mishkan and Shabbos are connected in order to show us that creativity is based on Avodas Hashem. Then we talked about the elements of Shabbos following the 6 days, which is all about, if you do that, then you know working 6 days is for the sake of Shabbos. If not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. And he gives you Shabbos to give you focus on the 6 days. That was Hashem Mishmo. Furthermore, we understood that the Yakil is all about Hashem telling us, Klal Yisrael, I love my Mishkan. You know what? I love Shabbos more. But you know what? I love a Jew even more than that. That's this sixth parasha as well. We have the idea of the Kli Yoker, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after us, looking after our covered, first giving us the Maleches HaMishkan, then the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're looking after Kodesh Baruch Hu's covered, first giving me Hilchos Shabbos and then Maleches HaMishkan. We talked about the store of the stipler, and we talked about this idea over here of our Kodesh Baruch Hu looking after us, making us our own Rishus, making us separate, giving us a whole different life, a different focus on what we should be doing, and that requires a Vayakal. That requires bringing clouds all together and showing how different we are. Let's just finish off with one short vote. The Chasam Sefer says, Lo Sevara Eish V'chol Mish V'Seichem V'Yem HaShabbos, means, you know, some people the whole week, they're mundane. Yeah, it's a regular week. Shabbos, suddenly, Gai Tadan a Mikvah, you go to the Mikvah, and the Rosh of the Shabbos, Shabbos, and they're going and they're talking about, like, oh wow, they're flying in the hill of Shabbos, and then covered Shabbos Kodesh, and oh, he says, that's Islavus. That's fire. He said, "Lo savara eish v'chol meish v'seichem yom haShabbos." Don't have the fire burning just for yom haShabbos. Have the fire burning the whole week. Prepare yourself the whole week for a Shabbos. Not a Shabbos comes in suddenly. An eish comes up. Oh, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Avad, of course, you should have a whole different relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. But don't suddenly on Shabbos turn on the fire and not have the fire on during the week. No. Well, the whole week we should be working towards the Shabbos, and the Shabbos give us focus on the whole week, and Be'ez Hashem we should have the focus of what life is all about and what creativity is all about.